Play the music.
Praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome back to The Table,
a podcast that goes a little something like this. To be continued.
Right. I'm Tyler.
I'm Cody.
And we're your friends.
That's true.
Hi.
Hi, brother.
Hello.
You're looking a little tan there, bro.
I don't know why I haven't been outside at all.
I noticed it when you first walked in. I'm like, Tyler looks a little tan.
Wow.
Maybe it's just the darkness that is inside you manifesting.
Right, exactly. Maybe it's just the lack of blood flow.
Yeah, it could be that. Or it could just be that you're tan. Looking a little tan.
Potentially.
Today. Maybe I'm like... Maybe something's wrong with me, which clearly there is.
Well, so, I'd like to believe that I'm tan. That'd be great.
Well, I mean, you look tan.
Sweet.
You know what I'm saying? So, and I've heard that you tan more so like in overcast, which is what it's been around here lately. So who knows?
Who knows?
At the end of the day, you know, we're Reyes men.
That's what I was saying.
We get exposed to this light that's in this room.
Right.
And we just begin to tan.
Right.
Just like that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. If you're new here, welcome. We're so glad to have you. And if you're not, welcome back. If you're new and you like what you hear and you just want a little bit more of it, go over to our website at thattablepod.com. You'll find lots of good episodes there. You know, episodes we put up in the past and episodes that we'll put up in the future.
Yeah, all in one place.
And if you want those episodes that we're putting up in the future, if you want those early, if you're the kind of person that's like, I want early access, you can also go to our website and check out the support tab and join us on Patreon.
Wow, for a dollar?
A dollar? That's $12 a year.
Wow.
You get extra stuff early, all that fun stuff. Speaking of fun stuff, we got a rabbit hole episode for you today. We're going to talk about some things and just see where life takes us.
Nice.
Well, I know one place it's taking us.
What would you do?
Oh, my.
Oh, brother, ready. Tyler. I got a little scenario here for you. I'm excited because to me, this one is a little, we'll just see where it goes.
All righty.
Okay, so you, Tyler, you wake up and you notice that somehow you've been turned into a dog. To your immediate left, you see a note with instructions on how to be changed back to a human.
Okay.
You learn that you must be told "good boy" 1,000 times.
Oh no! Here's the kicker.
If anyone suspects that you are anything but a natural born dog, the counter resets and you have to start all over.
Oh no,
Tyler! What would you do to get as many good boys as possible, but don't be suspicious?
Don't be suspicious. Man, okay. And we mean the slightest bit of suspicion?
If there's anything that crosses their mind.
Like, wow, like, this dog's acting weird.
Well, not that, just like, is that a dog? Or is that Tyler again? Just anything like that.
He get reincarnated again.
Is this really, like, I don't think this is a dog. Is this someone trying to tell us something?
First Cody being a hawk, now right. Tyler's a dog.
Now you're a dog. But see, you can be changed back. You were just a hawk forever. Yeah. Just chilling at Popeye's.
See our previous episode for that. One of our previous episodes.
Yeah.
All right, so for me.
All of our previous episodes about me being a hawk.
Right. A little spinoff series.
Right.
The real Hawkeye.
If you will. That's me. I am the real Hawkeye.
Okay, we got a lot of mileage out of that.
Yeah. Well, I fly lots of miles too.
Right.
As
oh Lord.
Yeah. So you're a dog.
I'm a dog.
But are you a good boy?
And
if so, are the people telling you that?
Man, I don't know. I feel like if I did
Well, the first thing we know is that you have to go to where people are.
Yeah.
So where would you go?
Oh, so I'm not like with a family. I'm just
No. You may be with a family, but are they going to tell you you're a good boy 1,000 times?
Well, if they're with my family, yeah. I'd be the good boy.
He's a good boy.
I tell Mochi that all the time. He'll just be chill there.
Mochi is a good boy.
He is sometimes.
Yeah.
But I tell him when he is.
Yeah, that's true.
So I guess based off of what I would do, what would merit for me to tell a dog that he's a good boy, I would exist.
Yeah.
That would get a couple of natural good boys in there.
Yeah.
I would sleep a lot.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's a good boy. I would avoid jumping on people.
Yeah.
Unless they're like squatted down at your level and they're like, oh my gosh, come
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I'd be yeah,
like,
yeah. Yeah. Both hands straight up. Right, just
exactly.
Because
those are the kind of people that expect it. You know?
Yeah.
Of you don't get down to dog level and not expect the dog to
never,
jump on.
Never get down to dog level.
Right, yes. You know well, wise words of the day.
I don't know what that means. It just came to my mind and just said it out loud.
Put that on a fortune cookie.
Yeah.
So, what else would I do? For some reason, all I can think about is helping somebody get their groceries.
Well, like, what if you did
something?
You see those
dogs that like
I feel
take
like,
the bags inside?
I've seen those.
Yeah,
that's
a good boy.
That's a good boy. I feel like you would have to have some sort of strategy. Like, okay, what can I do to receive praise but not be suspicious? And so what I'm thinking is like, I'm fixing to go find like the nearest elementary school.
I was thinking college, like a university.
Well, the thing about the elementary school is the children aren't going to be like, is this a real dog? They're going to be like, oh, look, a dog. He's such a good boy.
Yeah.
You get 50 students saying you're a good boy over and over again. And before you know it, you're racking up. Then when you change back into a human, they're scarred for life. not that that is the goal, but
right,
I mean,
right. I'm sure it's a perk.
It's a perk. You know?
But I think for me, I think I would go to a college because that's a huge gathering of people that are looking for a dog.
Well, that's true.
And I would also like chase my tail a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe roll on my back some.
What if you went to a coffee shop and just chilled, specifically in Hattiesburg?
Right.
And just chilled outside
waiting.
Yeah, just sit there.
Smiling.
And smile. And then
tail wagging.
Just be the...
Right. People, I do that just sitting here naturally.
Right. We have to edit that out each week. Right. I wasn't going to reveal it on you, Tyler. But then whenever someone walks by and you just like smile at them, like you said, roll over a little bit. Like, oh, that's a good boy. And you're like, cha-ching.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my strategy.
College, secretly really hungry.
Right.
Bite your leg.
Coffee shop or university. Maybe I could pull a Winn-Dixie and wink at everybody.
A Winn-Dixie.
Have you seen
the dog Winn-Dixie. Yeah. I thought you were saying you're going to go to a Winn-Dixie.
No, not the failing grocery store.
Still exist?
Barely.
Oh. Well, I've heard of Winn-Dixie. I haven't like watched it. I don't think
it's all right. We had to watch it in school for something.
Oh yeah, I don't watch movies that I had to watch at school.
Well, I didn't go back and rewatch it, but I think we had to read it too.
I feel that. Well, so Tyler, you would be a good boy.
I would be a good boy. I would not be in a rush though, because I've literally thought like dogs just lay before the Lord and don't pay bills.
Yeah, but sometimes a hawk swoops down and grabs him by the back.
Oh, that's like a massive, that's like an Australian hawk to pick up a dog.
Oi!
I'm not going to Australia as a dog.
Okay, well, that's good advice. The dingoes will get you too.
Wow.
Well, you know what dogs don't do?
What?
Well, sometimes they do. They go into rabbit holes.
Oh.
And they try to fish out the old rabbit.
Okay.
But I guess that's not what you're doing today.
No.
I guess we're just going to dive head first in voluntarily.
Just fall down.
I have something that I wanted to bring up just right off the bat. Have you ever noticed, have you ever taken note of the burger emoji on iPhone, on iOS?
Have you
ever noticed the way that burger is constructed?
I have not.
I've taken note of
this. I'm going to go look immediately.
Well, I've got it written down here because someone has made a decision to construct the burger in this specific way. And I just wanted to talk about that and see what that means and what it says about us.
Ooh, incorrectly.
That's what I'm saying. So it goes, if you're not able to look at it, it goes bottom bun, lettuce,
boo,
patty, cheese, tomato, and then top bun with sesame seeds.
This is nonsense. There is an order to these things.
There is. Now, the thing about this is, like I said, is someone made the decision, like, this is how we're going to construct the burger emoji.
How many ingredients would you move to make it correct?
How many would I move?
How many would you move? I would move one.
What would you move? Because I have my ideal burger construction here.
I would move the lettuce to above the cheese. It always goes meat first. Then cheese,
okay.
Then lettuce and any relevant topping such as tomato, onion, pickle. To me, that does not have necessarily a specific order. Then the sauce, then the top bun.
Okay, so you and I are very close.
Really?
Yes, because the way I have mine is bottom bun, patty, cheese. Lettuce and tomato are interchangeable depending
on bottom first for me.
On the size.
Okay.
So like if I have a large tomato and like a little bit of lettuce.
I want more tomato than I want lettuce.
Oh, I do.
Ooh, no.
And then of course on top of that you put the onions.
Yeah.
And then you got your ketchup and your
right.
You know, mustard. Some of you like mayo.
Oh,
that's Lord. Fine.
We'll be praying for y'all.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, if I'm making burgers, I'm not adding mayo. But if I go to a place and I order a burger all the way, ooh. I know it has mayo.
Nope.
I'll take it. I'm going to enjoy it.
I pride myself on not changing menu, like not doing substitutions or anything crazy at restaurants or anything like that. But there's one thing that I will definitely do is say no mayonnaise.
And that's not with just burgers. That's with many things.
Well, I don't know of anything else that really comes with mayonnaise.
Well, you may not want on your sub either.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's true.
You may want ranch with stuff, but not mayo, which is blowing my mind as
we
speak.
Look, that's enough. I thought about making that a split topic one day. We're on the rabbit hole, so we might as well talk about it.
Talk about it.
Are there any other food combinations, not combinations, but like, things like that that don't make sense that should like
oh yeah for sure
like well for that apply to you
well I got like, called out about one the other
tomato,
day
tomato ketchup
yeah
things that. Go, oh
yeah
well let's get into that
so recently I went to Mug Shots by myself
right
and I ordered a steak burger. Now the steak burger comes with it has like chopped up steak on the patty mm-hmm. with chopped up bell pepper and chopped up onions and the cheese. It's basically like a Philly cheesesteak,
right?
You know, so I ordered that, and I did not specify no onions. However, when I ordered my salad, I specifically said, hold the onions. And now that was on my first solo trip by myself. The following weekend, I did not specify this.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't. I ordered the salad first. And wait, how did it go? What wound up happening is, however I ordered, the lady asked me... I know what it was. I asked for no onions on my salad. And she said, are you okay with the onions that comes on the burger? And I was like, yes. And she was like, okay. And so, you know, and in that burger, to be fair, the onions are caramelized, like they're hot.
Right.
But on like a regular burger you're making at the house, you got cold onions.
Yeah.
You got like, and I will eat that, but I'm not trying to have onions like on my sub. I don't want onions in my salad.
I feel that way about pickles.
Really?
I will get pickles on my sandwich or salad or, excuse me, burger or fried pickles. But if you give me a pickle spear and ask me to eat that,
what?
Or a pickle pop or just anything else.
Well,
like
pickle
that,
pops, I'm with you.
Right. Well, but like a pickle spear, won't do it.
I love pickle spears.
Cannot do it.
So I guess that's safe
too
to
much pickle. It smells horrible also.
Well, I guess it's safe to assume then that you're not going to eat like a whole pickle. Like you buy, you know, the ones you go into the gas station.
No. But there's another one.
Pickles are so good.
There's one that I have surprised myself that I'm changing on, but it still doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Avocados.
Okay.
I have been going to McAllister's. And like I said, I don't like to say know this, know that, or whatever, just because if I can't eat everything on it and I have to tell them not to put something on it, it's probably going to be wrong. And then I'll be sad.
That's fair, but I'm willing to
with mayonnaise.
Yeah.
But with this particular sandwich, I was not willing to take that risk. I was like, you know what? It has avocado on it. I'm going to go for it. And I've gotten this sandwich a couple times, and I just kind of ignore the fact that avocado's on it. But now I'm starting to like prefer it. I'm like, yeah, this avocado is good.
Right. This thing's popping.
This is pretty nice.
Man.
Still would not eat guacamole.
Yeah, that's one that confuses me just because of how adventurous you are. Like,
well, and culinary. That's the thing. Me and Sarah, we will order crazy dip at a Mexican restaurant.
It's got so much guacamole in it.
It has guacamole in it, but I can cover it up with beans and cheese and pretend it's not there. So it's definitely a mind thing for sure.
Oh,
that doesn't 100%. Make sense.
It doesn't make sense at
but
all.
But like, I just can't. I can't go willingly into a tub of guacamole and be like,
I mean, I don't eat guacamole either, but I also don't eat avocados.
Well, like, Dad, I think he does.
Shout out to Dad.
Right.
I'm so proud of my boys.
I think he eats ketchup, but not tomato.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, not tomato at all. No right. slice of tomato on the burger.
I believe so. I'm pretty sure somebody in my family does that, but I think it's him.
So, that one, I'm not as bothered by, and here's why. Like, tomatoes are obviously a key ingredient in ketchup, but I wouldn't go as far as to say...
The consistency is so different.
Well, it's different, but tomatoes don't taste like ketchup to me.
No, I agree.
And, you know, so it's like, it's a little different there. Whereas avocado, you squish it up, it's got guacamole.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a little, and then the onions, I mean, come on.
Right.
An onion is an onion is an onion.
You're going to, there's an onion flavor there.
Oh, and I also love onion rings.
Oh, I just had the worst idea that I hope no one ever creates.
What?
Like a guacamole textured dip, but from like pureed onions.
It's called French onion dip, Tyler.
Stop. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
That has so much like sour cream
and mayonnaise.
Like, I'm just imagining somebody throwing onions in a blender and you get this like baby food texture.
Stop it right now. I refuse. No. But the thing is, like, probably a equally bad invention was those guacamole wings I made for you.
Oh, no.
Because that was like the cheapest guacamole you could ever get.
Of course it was. And it was like turning brown, too.
Yeah, it had been out for a little while.
No. We need to do another one of those soon.
Y'all go ahead.
You got off easy.
You best believe that to this day, I can taste.
Every single thing that I brought was good.
No.
Yes.
No.
It was nothing compared to what you put
that
me through.
That stinking, but you deserve that.
What?
Yes. You made me eat like a shrimp cracker, dried shrimp water.
It just tastes, it tasted a little fishy.
It tasted mucho fishy.
That's it. It was just crunchy.
No, it was terrible. Tyler, I saw a YouTube channel we were watching the other day. Me and Sarah, it's these people that travel, and they were somewhere. We're like, that's a thing.
And they fried it.
No. He held it up, and you could see
like whole
the shrimp like in it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, that's nasty. I can still taste that right now. If I think about it, it like takes me to a place.
I can taste the smell.
No, indeed not. But you know what's crazy? Going back to the burger emoji thing.
We got off on a tangent there. I'm sorry.
Well, we went down the rabbit hole.
This
is what we do.
This is what this is.
Google's burger emoji is different. They have theirs constructed. Bottom bun, cheese, which is not okay.
No.
Patty on top of the cheese, tomato, lettuce, top bun. The patty being on top of the cheese, there's something wrong there.
Yeah, I agree with that, but the tomato, the lettuce on top of the tomato bothers me more. Because for me, the reason I put tomato on top of lettuce is because the lettuce is so just like, the texture is very,
like,
I don't know, I want to say papery, but I know that's not the right thing. It's just not... It's not cheese. It's not like a solid piece. Just boop.
Well, that's what I was going to ask.
Tomato holds it down.
Well, what I was going to ask you is, does it have anything to do with like the lettuce is a solid piece?
Yeah.
Whereas the tomato, if you look at it, it can have like holes. So it's like, well, I got to put the thing that's not as structurally stable on top of the solid piece thing.
I feel the opposite. I feel like the lettuce is less structurally stable because it's like...
Well, it is. Well, it's like very papery.
And the tomato is heavy.
But I agree. But the lettuce looks like this is a solid piece, whereas this thing has holes in it, the tomato.
I see what you're saying.
See what I'm saying?
That's not what I'm thinking when I do that.
Okay.
Because another thing I do with... Another reason I have for putting the tomato on top of the lettuce is because it then creates... Because the lettuce is not always just a flat piece of lettuce, like a slice of cheese. It's like leafy, you know? So I put the tomato on there to balance it. And the tomato is straight if you cut it right.
Yeah.
So it's just
which I rarely do.
It's just straight across. It's a flat surface. It's so much easier to put sauce on that.
I agree with that.
Because then let me try that again.
Okay.
Because there's some people that put it on the top bun, and I understand that. But my thing about it is that sometimes
the sauce?
Mm-hmm.
Like the ketchup and stuff?
They'll put the stuff on the top bun and then
I do that.
Put it on top. Well, the only reason I don't like to do that is because sometimes, depending on, you know, the burger situation, the burger is smaller than the bun.
Sometimes.
So then you put the saucy bun on top of it, and then it's like, it's a weird ratio. It's just not ideal.
Well,
so if I put it on top of the tomato, I know that it's not going to, like, overshadow anything or, like, make a huge, huge mess because it's... within the confines of the topping of the burger.
Yeah. Well, an ideal burger, because I understand you're wanting to avoid the mess, because an ideal burger is one that you can eat and enjoy, and everything isn't like sliding around
right.
with every bite. As far as ratios go, I do put the condiments on the top bun, but I do it according to, okay, everything else is like this big, so I'm only going to put this much or what right. have you. Like I said, the tomato and the lettuce, the onion always goes on top of what. However I have the lettuce and tomato organized.
Yeah.
Onion's always on top. But like I said, if I like tomatoes. I really enjoy tomatoes. I like tomatoes. Like currently right now, it's like oranges are at the top and then tomatoes.
Really?
Yeah. But then like that's temporary, I feel like, because tomatoes have always been like my jam.
Talk about fruit-wise?
Yeah.
Mine's pineapple.
Yeah, it is. You've been consistent in that, too.
I love adding pineapple to stuff, but as far as purchasing pineapple or purchasing pineapple slices, I'm always so iffy about just because of the way that they're stored.
Yeah.
Like, they just, it's in the, all those juices and stuff, and I'm just like, I would rather go somewhere and have the pineapple prepared for me.
I feel that.
Because I don't like the hassle.
Well, I was curious as to, is there anyone, Tyler, is there anyone like us? Is there anyone who likes the burger the way we like it?
I'm sure there is.
And their name is Microsoft. Their emoji is
really
bottom bun, patty, cheese, tomato, lettuce, top bun. Now, I know
I can
yours,
live with that.
I know yours is a little different, though. But out of the others that we've seen,
yeah, that's the closest.
That's the closest one. So yeah. I was like,
the least offensive.
Yeah, we'll allow those.
Right.
iOS and Google, they gotta go.
Yeah,
they
must absolutely, perish. Absolutely.
But yeah, but so the pineapple. So I'm interested in that. Like you don't like canned pineapples that have been hanging around in juice?
Rarely do I get canned food.
In general.
And it's a weird thing. I don't know why. It's not like I'm too good for canned food.
Yeah.
Something that whenever I open it trips me out about the preservatives in it. Like just like the juice. Like I open it and it's just congealed.
Says the man that loves liquid. Taco Bell.
Stop. I was craving Taco Bell today.
I don't like preservatives.
Stop it. That's not what I mean.
Okay. Can I please have a double quarter pounder?
At least Taco Bell doesn't give fries. It to me in a can.
I mean, they may as well. Sometimes.
Right. Could you imagine that can Taco Bell?
I bet
We're
you.
We're going to have to put a disclaimer at the beginning of this.
Oh, I mean, we can, bro.
We can.
So the thing about Taco Bell in a can is we probably have had that.
Right.
We don't know what container that meat is in.
Quote unquote meat.
Right. Meat.
I don't know what it is. Like I said, it's not because I'm too good, because I have a bunch of canned food in my house right now. But as far, I can never bring myself to do anything with it.
That's so interesting to me.
Canned corn, I think, is the only thing that I've actually.
That's like the worst thing. Canned corn? I mean, I'm not hating. You gotta, I mean, like, I will eat canned corn, but it's like, if I'm gonna, whatever, dude.
Well, I put a bunch of seasonings in it.
Oh, well, did you know you could do that with the other things, too?
I also don't like a lot of things that are served in it. Like, I don't like green beans.
Same.
I don't like a lot of other beans.
What about, Bush's baked beans? You like those? Ooh,
no. I don't like that it's sweet.
What?
Yeah, I don't like that.
You don't like sweet barbecue beans? Like...
Oh, no.
Dude, that is my jam.
I'm trying to control the noises that I make.
Yeah, control those, because I don't want to have to edit junk out. That I didn't know this about you.
Mm-mm.
Do you ever?
It's a lot of Southern cooking that I don't like, because a lot of it comes from canned food.
That's true, and I understand that.
Like hot mulchy spinach thing.
I don't do that.
Beans. Other vegetables.
What about,
I love fresh vegetables, though.
Yeah, I mean, people prefer fresh, I'm sure. But my issue with canned stuff is two things. One, the 9 times out of 10, if I'm operating a can opener, it is not going well.
Oh, that doesn't bother me.
Well, it's just not happening. I mean, I'm not doing a good job. And then number two is, since COVID, I can taste like the metallicness of stuff that's been in a can.
Really?
Here's what's crazy, bro, is I have to be careful, because like something I've enjoyed recently, like those little cups of mandarin oranges that are in like plastic cups, I can't eat those with a silver fork because all I can taste is the fork.
Really?
Yes. It's very weird.
I can't eat the... I think what it is, it's not because it's canned, it's because of the juices. Like, I don't like my food just sitting in juice.
Well, it depends on what it is. Like if you... Okay, so hear me out. If you bite into a...
I will buy a frozen bag of peas. I don't even eat peas. I will buy a frozen bag of peas and eat those before I buy canned peas.
Well, I understand that, but when it comes to something like a fruit, like an orange...
I will buy frozen fruit or fresh fruit
before I buy canned peas. If you bite into an orange... You were just getting juice. That.
Yeah, but it's fresh.
Well, I mean, so is the juice. It's floating in.
I can't do it.
How strange.
I know.
How strange. I know. I can understand. Like, I ain't trying to eat meat floating around in juice. But if it's just, to me, it's like ice floating in water. It's the same thing.
I don't know. I don't know what it is. I know somebody's probably like screaming at their listening device right now.
Someone has probably wrecked their car being like, why, Tyler? Why? And then, you know what I've noticed though? Like a lot of people agree with you on a lot of things.
Really?
Yeah. Like especially something that I saw recently on Facebook. There was a conversation going on between you and others who were just chipping in on like giving their 2 cents on the whole subtitles thing. Like watching subtitles when you're watching a thing.
Yeah.
I'm just over here like able to hear and enjoying what they're saying and not having to read. And everyone else is like, oh, I can't function without subtitles. And I'm like,
yeah.
I'm sorry. I thought we all spoke English.
My bad.
And I'm over here thinking, surely everyone agrees with me.
No. Nope.
Like, I mean, we can all like, I mean, if you can't hear, okay. But, you know, we all can hear, and we're over here speaking the good Lord's English and everything else. And everyone on Facebook was like, I can't breathe oxygen without subtitles. I require my subtiles. Oh, and I'm just like,
me
wow,
too.
You're all so crazy.
What was I going to say? What were we talking about? Were we talking about canned fruit?
I don't know. I can't see the subtitles.
Stop. It's not like it's a scrolling list that I can go back and forth between. Oh, man. I forgot. I don't know. You know what it brings me great displeasure?
What?
Car problems.
You really going to talk to me about car problems right now?
Well, I want to tell my story.
I want you to tell your story because there's a story to tell.
So, my shout out to my good friend, Zach. He came and visited this past weekend. And we went out to eat and we were heading back home. And it was nighttime. And I saw a spider crawl out from the side of my car, like windshield area. And it, I saw it. I ignored it because I knew I had no napkins in my car, or I thought I didn't have any napkins. And, it was nighttime. He's not going to bother nobody. I was like, you know what? Let's just let him exist. I'm not going to say nothing. We're like 5 minutes from the house. You know, we're good.
It'll be fine.
Yeah, we're good. Until he crawled over to my good friend's side, who happens to very much dislike spiders in any shape or fashion. Doesn't want to be around them. Doesn't want to be in the same room as them.
How does he feel about Spider-Man?
I have no idea. I thought it was a touchy subject, so I didn't ask.
So, I want to know. I will ask. I don't care.
He saw the spider, and I was like, oh, no. Oh, no. He's like, oh, gosh, there's a spider. I was like, wait, hold on. Before you, and I was reaching for like a paper or something, and he balled his fist and decided to punch my windshield to kill the spider. And he did. Spider died.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
shattered that windshield.
It shattered such a big,
like area.
I don't want you to misunderstand. It's not like, oh, you know, like when a rock hits your windshield, it like
cracks,
quote unquote, shatters it.
No. This was like you push it the wrong way and it's caving in, kind of thing.
It literally shattered it.
It was no big deal.
It was a little bit of a big
deal. It didn't help.
It's not to say that he did it on purpose.
No,
but still.
Exactly. It was an accident. That's what I mean. Like,
yeah,
I wasn't mad by any means, and he offered to take care of it, so that was really nice.
And he did.
Yeah,
it's been resolved.
Right, it's been taken care of. The day before it got taken care of, I was on my way home, and I pulled out from a red light, literally like not even a minute from my house, and I heard it, the dreaded noise, I was like, oh no. I pulled over at the gas station right by the red light. I was like, surely not. Because I just aired up all four of my tires like Monday.
Yeah.
Because, you know, change of temperature, mm-hmm. the pressure shifted.
Getting a little hotter.
Right. Right. Basically. And I was like, maybe I just missed that one. I don't know. I get out. And if I did, and if what was done to my tire was done just because I didn't air it up Monday, then that was a drastic weather shift, because it was flat.
Boo.
It was flat, flat. There was like, but I saw a nail in it. So it wasn't the temperature. So that's good.
That was great.
So I tried to air it up, and it was retaining no air whatsoever.
Hmm.
And I just kind of limped home. My car did.
Yeah. Didn't leave the car there.
Right. No. Yeah. I was like, I'm just going to have to risk it. I'm like literally 30 seconds from the house. I'm just going to have to try it. And I made it, and I was able to change my tire and stuff like that. And I was scared I was going to have to ride on a donut for a week and a half. But luckily, I was able to get that taken care of as well this weekend. But
praise God.
It was a scary day for time, because it was like a 24-hour period. I was like, wow, this is not great. Because my windows don't work on my car either. And they have to be cracked for when you close the door when you have a new windshield, so it doesn't like blow the windshield out.
Yeah.
Because the glue is not dried and stuff. And so I had to like inch the door closed to me and like give it a little tug to make sure that it like caught all the way.
Agreed.
So it's been a stressful period in my life.
Well, see, and I remember, so when you told me that he punched your windshield and that it cracked it, that's all I knew. So here's what I pictured, and I've told you this. I pictured that you and him were like just chilling outside the vehicle,
mm-hmm.
and that outside the vehicle there was a spider on the windshield, and he just rears back and punches it. And I'm like, I remember texting you and being like, well, that's a little excessive. But I didn't know that it happened inside the vehicle. It was inside the
car while we're driving down 49.
That is not a good feeling.
Right. And it was like cruising the coast that weekend or something.
Oh, no.
So there was a lot of traffic, too.
How big was the spider? Was it a threat? It was
like average-sized spider.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it was like, it, like I said, it was not going to jump towards us kind of thing.
What if it would have fell, though?
If it would have fell, it would have fell on the dash.
Yeah, but then you got to worry about it being...
At like, that point, then we can punch things. Let's not punch glass surfaces.
Yeah, let's not do that. That's not wise.
Oh, man. But it's all good.
Looking
back, it's really funny now.
Now it is. Well, it's funny now that it's been resolved.
Right.
There's that period of like... I hope this happens like soon.
Right, Lord.
But I mean, it was an accident. I know. And those happen.
Good. It was a funny time.
Could have been worse. You could have had a mac and cheese scented candle in your car.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Wait,
so, yeah, we got sent a picture of a mac and cheese candle today.
I considered asking her to buy it.
Stop now.
Just to have it in here. Because
that would be funny.
Well, because remember, we talked about the mac and cheese ice cream.
Right.
And you were like, I would try it, blah, blah, blah.
I'm not going to try a candle.
It'll be like having a sugar cookie, you know? As we've established, that's basically what sugar cookies are. Just wax.
It looked like a thing of ice cream, and I was like, she found it. And I was going to be like, get it.
Yeah.
But then I saw that it was a candle, because it looked like one of those, what's the name of that?
Halo Top.
No, the bougie kind, the
I don't know. Tilapia?
Tilapia
branded ice cream.
Stop it. No, it's Talenti, I think. It's like gelato.
Yeah.
It's Italian. I don't know. But it looked like that, and I was like, they came out with mac and cheese ice cream? Really?
Really?
But I'm glad that it is not in our possession.
She said that it smelled like just straight up feet.
Oh, no. That makes me so sad.
That bad boy is going to wind up in dirt cheap and then in someone's home.
Stop it. Someone's going to get it to be funny.
Well, it was almost us today. I got new shoes today.
I didn't even think about that. We should have got it and put it in here.
Well, I thought about it, but then I was like,
we're not going to light it.
Right. And it's probably like $30.
Boo.
Yeah, just not worth it.
You got new shoes.
I got new shoes, man. So here's my issue.
I'm glad you're going to talk about your issue, because then I have a body issue to talk about after.
You have a body issue to talk about.
Yeah.
Well, we're here for you, bro.
Thanks.
My issue is I have massive feet.
right,
to hold up my massive body. Yes, you know, correct. What I'm saying? I'm now rocking a, like, at the smallest, I'm a 14 wide.
Yeah.
But preferably 15 in most shoes.
I thought you were about to be 30.
Yeah. That's in January. Keep up, Tyler. So the thing about it is, I can't just go into a store and be like, oh, I like these. We've talked about my shoe problem.
Right.
I'm not going to go back into all that. With that being
said, go check out the episode.
That's right. With that being said, my shoes, my one pair that I had recently, they got a hole in the bottom of them because I just wear them everywhere I go, you know, yada, yada. And they're just brown leather shoe. I think they're Unlisted, the brand Unlisted.
Oh.
And whatever that means.
Where are they listed at?
They're not. So I was just like, okay, I know these work. I know I like these. I'd like to have another pair. They don't exist. They're
unlisted.
They are unlisted everywhere that I go. So Sarah went a couple of weeks back. It's actually been about a month or so now. She went to the store that we got them from and couldn't find them. So she found me this other pair of shoes. And they're nice shoes. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
But the thing about the shoes is they're blue. Like,
oh, no.
Well, I mean, like, they're blue shoes. And it's like, I don't wear things that, to me, like, coordinate khakis. With, yeah, I would never have, like, been like, oh, I want some blue shoes today.
Yeah.
But it was like, I mean, and they work. I've been able to make it, you know, pull it off and stuff, but I've also always been like.
Are they like blue or are they like denim?
They're like denim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I usually only wear my denim shoes whenever I wear my khaki pants, navy blue sports coat.
Right. Well,
that's like the only time.
Well, I'll be wearing blue jeans with these shoes. Oh, so no. It's like, but I got to do it.
You know? Right. No, I understand.
So, anyway, she. We attempted to find some more of the brown ones because I really need some brown leather shoes.
Right.
And I can't, you know, I can't just go in there and be like, oh, I want these. Let me get these in my size.
Yeah.
I have to look for the size and then just pray that it's something that'll work.
Right.
So she went again today to the store. We went yesterday looking, could not find anything. We went to two different stores, including a massive shoe station who had nothing.
No.
Nothing for me. I was very upset. She was like, don't worry. When I go to Mobile tomorrow, meaning today,
yeah.
I'll go up back to that store and see if they have any. Well, they didn't have anything brown like I needed, but she did find another shoe that's not blue. It's a different color. It's lighter. She said that it'll
work. Beige?
Yeah. Sort of like that.
We can live with that.
And she said that it'll work, but I'm like, I really need some brown shoes, you know?
Yeah.
So we're going to see if these work, and if they do, then I'm going to keep them. If not, she's going to take them back. But I'm just having a really hard time finding brown shoes, man.
Brother, I understand entirely. I have recently learned that my head is big, scientifically. I always kind of figured, but this was scientifically proven to me recently.
How was it proven to you?
I took a tape measure.
Oh, so you actually did
I measured my head. And I got sad because that was the size of my waist, like in high school.
Oh.
I'm being dramatic, but only a little bit.
Only a little bit.
Only
by like
bit,
an inch or two.
Like 5 inches, honestly. Jeez. Because I went to Amazon, and me and my friend of mine are looking for specific hats. We want like matching specific hats.
Nice.
And of course, I have a problem purchasing hats because my head is big, and I knew my head was big. But like I said, I found out scientifically how big my head was because we're scientists,
as
you know.
Yeah, whatever we established.
Conducting scientific experiments.
Right, as we do.
Right. And I went to Amazon, and I looked up like extra large hats, extra, extra large hats, you know, like, and they would give you measurements underneath them, and nothing went above 23.5 inches. My head is 25 inches, Cody, from the table. My head is 25 inches. And it's all, that's what my problem is, because every time I put on a hat that's like extra large, it'll say it in stores, extra large. And I'm like, it's so tight.
But here's my
and
thing.
It just does not work.
Hats are adjustable. So are they saying like add it at the.
Some of them will not, though.
But
even still, like, there's. Somebody recently gave me a hat and it's adjustable, but it's like. The hat part is like the back will adjust and close,
yeah,
but the actual physical hat part does not adjust. it only goes so far. There's only so much cloth that exists on it. The adjusting part is like for the tightening back here.
Yeah.
You know, at the like behind your skull.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that does not matter because my skull is huge.
I feel like we can find you a hat. Like, if you and I set out to find you a hat,
bro, I searched. You know how I was like, oh, you'll probably have to go to like a website, like custom order shoes.
Yeah.
I went to go find a custom hat. Like, I set out to look for a hat for a 25 inch head. And the ones that I found were ugly.
Well, I'm about to Google search
like,
something.
It was like basketball stuff. Like, or. Not even cliche trucker hats. Like
it's cliche trucker
hats. Well, like those, like the ironic ones that you get are like, oh yeah, cool, in style.
So here's the thing. I am looking at a picture right now. I went to google.com.
Uh-huh.
And
now keep in mind, my head is 25 inches, but you don't want the hat to literally squeeze onto your head.
No, I understand.
So it has to be like 25.5 or something.
Right. Well, I understand that. And as a result, I went to the extreme in my search and I Googled right. Shaquille O'Neal wearing a hat.
Oh no.
And he is wearing hats. Okay. So they exist.
He also makes a lot more money than I do regularly. Well, to this day, he's in Gold Bond commercials. So
he's also, more importantly, in Papa John's commercials. Yeah. The Shaq-a-roni, bro.
I had that recently.
Did you?
I did.
Hold up. I didn't know this.
So I didn't know either. Somebody bought it for me.
Did they not know that Tyler Reyes from ThatTablePod.com don't like Papa John's?
I had an okay time.
I
still want to go back on my own terms and order a pizza that I prefer. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to Papa John's.
So a pizza you prefer, like?
Like a Meat Lovers.
It's
or
so good, fam.
Or like a Hawaiian or a Supreme or something, you know?
I feel that. Well, I'm glad you at least had a good time or an okay time.
You know, I survived. I didn't starve that day. So
that's true.
Which I'm regularly in danger of doing.
Well, we have to constantly keep you fed so that you don't starve. So the thing is, bro, I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
I do, because I'm having a similar issue, but with my feet.
Right.
I am hopeful. I do feel like we could go somewhere like Lids in the mall.
Yeah, but a lot of their hats are not like, they're like all the same style usually.
But they may be able to point us in the right direction.
That would be ideal for sure. Because I like, as we've talked about before, my pink hat is about to give up the ghost.
Well, we gotta at least keep it.
Oh, we're gonna keep it for sure. I need to replace it at some point.
I understand that. Well, you need another pink hat that you can actually wear. Yeah. But I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful.
Me too. We'll see.
I'm surprised. So.
It made me sad.
My thing is this, though, and I'm not, you know, because I understand you're a fellow scientist. Take this for what it's worth.
Okay.
Is it possible that you mismeasured?
No.
It's not?
No. I did it correctly.
According to how they measure hats, like?
How things are measured with that type of tape measure in general. But even I looked it up on, I don't know what that grammar structure was, but I even looked it up on the website.
Even I looked it up.
I looked it up on their website, like how you're supposed to measure to see what size.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. Yeah. Like,
I had measured it my own way, but then I confirmed on that custom hat website how you need to measure.
And that's when you got sad.
Well, yeah. I was like, okay, so I really do have a pink hat. I checked like two or three times, dude. And I was like, surely not. Surely not.
I'm curious as to what mine is.
We can try. I have tape measure. Not with me.
I'm about to say,
no, no, no.
Are you like trying to lose weight? Like,
right. Just stay regularly.
Down a size and a half.
And this time, I'll keep it off. No, but I love Benson. I was sad that it was that big, but I also am glad because it kept me from going through a fedora stage. Because I never found a fedora in my size.
Oh.
Like, I'm talking like the fedora and the vest and the my lady type thing.
I once considered a fedora.
Oh, I absolutely considered it. Yeah. I had like a whole pinstripe suit ready. Like,
well, you ain't got to do all that.
Oh, I was ready to go all out, but I was too fat.
I was prevented by my merciful wife.
This was recent?
Yeah, dude.
No!
I simply wanted to know, because I saw a picture of someone of, relatively the same build.
Right.
Who was wearing a fedora.
Well, some people can pull it off.
Yeah. And I was like, hey, do you think I could ever pull that off? She's like, it's not that you couldn't pull it off. you shouldn't. You should not. Like, it's not you. And I'm like, okay, I agree with that.
I've seen people that rock a fedora, and that's what made me want one. But I know that on my style and me and my body and my overall being would not benefit from a fedora. Now, you give me a beanie.
Well, now we're somewhere.
We're thriving, yeah. Now, I don't do the beanies that fold over at the bottom and, like, stick out past your head. I don't like those.
Yeah.
Unless they're, like, loose.
So, I'm seeing on...
floppy.
I'm seeing on Google.com, not a sponsor.
But you could be.
Yeah, we've mentioned them twice by name. Right. We're not getting paid for that. Ooh-wee. So, I'm seeing on here that there are apparently multiple different styles of fedoras. So that's concerning. Because the one I was talking about,
you know, we want to know what kind of hat I do want to rock.
What?
One of those like golf hats.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, talk to Tyler Gravely.
I was going to talk to Vernon Osborne.
Or him. Yeah. Or him.
Ethan, if you're listening, get your dad to give me some hat tips.
What do you mean if you're listening? Ethan is like the most ride or die listener we have.
Shout out to Ethan.
Shout out to my boy.
You're the best assist.
Yeah, he is. Yeah,
I also want a bucket hat.
So, a what?
A bucket hat.
Well, I don't know what that is.
You would know it as like a fisherman's hat.
I don't know what that is.
It's like, it looks like a bucket, and then it has like, it's like a sun hat almost.
I got you. So, so this fedora that's on this young man, who is also tan, this is nice. Not what I was talking about.
Oh.
Yeah. But no. That's a fedora. I mean, it's a style of fedora.
That is a fedora?
It's not the fedora. Like, okay.
Well, right. I know what the fedora is.
So what I was talking about was something similar to...
I don't think of that as a fedora.
That's what it is. I don't know.
Really?
I was thinking of something like this.
Yeah. That's the OG.
This is...
The classic.
This is labeled as men's fedora dash Flynn. So I don't know what that means.
I think the other type that you showed me is more... I've never seen... Actually, I have seen a guy wear that.
Now,
I think...
I'm seeing several different styles here.
Apostolic young women are more known for that type of fedora.
That young man was wearing?
Yeah.
Okay. And then there's this one that looks like... It's just straight up like park ranger chasing Yogi Bear.
I like that.
You would wear that?
I would try it.
It has like...
I don't see it working.
Wait.
Because I'm reminded of the time that I... wore an offering hat on my plate. Wow. I don't know what's happening to me.
That was whenever you wore an offering plate on your head.
On my head.
And we used it to make your album cover, which was titled The Essential Tyler Reyes.
Yeah, it was.
Which now it would be The Essential Tyler Reyes from ThatTablePod.com.
Right, absolutely.
Okay. So this has been just riveting fedora content.
So now if you guys want to know what kind of hat or what size hat to get me, now you know.
And if you know, you can always mail them to Tyler's home address, which is
right, which
we're not going to list here because he's already had one too many strangers. We should
get a P.O. box for fan mail.
Does that cost money to like maintain? Yeah. Okay, well, you can pay for that.
No, our Patreon listeners can pay for that.
They're not going to do that. They're not going to send us like...
Link below.
Or you can go to the website.
Right.
Support that.
We'll get a P.O. box and you can send us more things.
I just don't understand like, what we would... Like, some people do that, but I'm just like, what are you going to send us, you know?
I don't know.
Hats.
I was going to say fedoras.
All the hats.
This week on Drop the Bop, you know what?
What?
I've downloaded several and I wanted to list off something different, but I just could not get away from James Wilson's new song, Not Finished. I can't help it. I'm not going to apologize because I'm not sorry because it's a good song. It is a bop that I'm recommended to you now in this moment. You should look it up if you haven't already done so. As of the time of this recording, it just came out last Friday. And the chorus. So somebody else was listening to it and their favorite part was the bridge, which is like when God opens a door, no one can shut it. No devil from hell can stop what God has started. And I'm like, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great. But for me, what does it is the chorus. the creator, healer, wonder working, miracle God, just the arrangement of that chorus and the parts and the unison, like it's just a really good key, a really good arrangement for the harmonies. And then of course the words are wonderful because they glorify our Christ.
Right.
I really dig it. This is probably one of my favorites that's come out from James Wilson, hashtag support apostolic content. So you should definitely do that. Go check that out. It'll be in our highlights for Apple Music and Spotify. But if you follow us on Instagram, you can see those when we drop them after this episode at some point.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of The Table. It's a family-friendly podcast that we upload weekly for your amusement. If you like that, subscribe and head over to Instagram and Twitter where you can give us a follow at That Table Pod. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and share this podcast with your friends and your family. If you'd like to learn more about other ways you can support the show, take a moment to check out the support tab on our website at www.thattablepod.com. We thank you so much for hanging out with us again today. It's been really fun. It's been our pleasure to serve you. And as always, until next time,
be blessed.